What happens in society is that we're clouded by the noise of family expectations, the noise of our parents, the noise of our brothers and sisters' expectations. I grew up in a family where you could either be a doctor, a lawyer, or a failure, right? Those were my three options. Anything else would just count me as a failure. I would have failed. So basically, I failed, right? I'm standing up here in front of you all as a failure. I lived as a monk for 3 years. I committed career suicide. I turned down two amazing corporate job offers when I graduated from business school. I shaved my hair, I wore robes, and lived out of a gym locker for 3 years. And I did that because I thought I was going to do something meaningful, help impact the world. And it was one of the best experiences of my life. But more than becoming a monk, what that trained me to do was drop out with the rules. People told me, if you come back in 3 years, you'll never get a job. They told me, if you become a monk, people are going to think you weird forever. No girl's ever going to talk to you. People told me they were like, well, when you come back to real life, like, will you even be able to talk English? And people were just really weirded out. I'm just like, okay, I think monks speak English. And there was so much different noise that I was hearing when I made that decision. And the funny thing is, from having not been a monk for 4 years now, I'm in one of the most incredible periods of my life that I could ever have asked for. And so much of that is based on the fact that I decided to do something different. So many of the times our expectations are driving us in a certain scenario. We focus so much on life in what we want to be, as opposed to who we want to be. Because we've always been told that life and jobs and careers are like boxes and containers. There's only a finite number of options. There is no formula, there is no pattern. If you know what you're passionate about, if you know what you're good at, and you invest in that. People say follow your passions, I say forget that, invest in your passions. If you're passionate about something, go and become the best at it. Go and do a course on it. Go and learn from the best. Go and find a mentor who's going to make you incredible at that trait. Not only will you be criticized and grow, you'll be able to find new things about yourself that you never knew. Don't trade who you are for who you think the world needs, because the world needs you to be you, and I mean that.
Out of nowhere, she gets a knock on the door. When my mom opens up the door, the gentleman on the other end, he hands my mom these legal documents. She starts flipping through the pages, and then she realizes that the property is going to foreclosure. She picks up the phone and she calls them up. And she goes, "Hello? Oui, this is Marie. Yes, I received the papers in the mail. It says that the property is going to foreclosure. But I don't understand. Every month I pay the landlord on time. Every month I pay him. I don't understand why the property is going through foreclosure." The lady on the line could tell that my mom sincerely did not understand what was going on. She said, "Oh, Marie, even though you've been paying the landlord money every single month on time, the landlord has a mortgage. The mortgage is attached to the property. Because of that, the bank has the right to foreclose. And so, ma'am, the property is going to go to foreclosure." And so my mom asked her, "Do you think that maybe I can go to the foreclosure sale? Whoever buys the property, I will be a good tenant for them. I will stay in the property. I will pay them the rent. Please, do you think that they will let me stay?" And you know what the lady told my mom? She said, "Ma'am, it's not even worth you showing up. Whoever buys that property is not going to want to keep your little restaurant in there." So my mom, she's devastated. She's like, "This is how I take care of my two boys. I got all my life savings into this property." And so about 2 weeks later, my mom says, "You know what? I know that sometimes you don't just have to listen to what people tell you." My mom shows up to the foreclosure sale. She's expecting a room full of investors, but to her surprise, there's only two people there: the auctioneer and the representative from the bank. Now, before my mom could realize what's going on, the auctioneer steps up to the podium. He says, "Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to start the bidding process on 540 West Atlantic Avenue. If you're here to bid on the property, please raise your hand." And so naturally, the representative from the bank is standing over here. She raises her hand. My mom, who had no intentions on bidding on the property, doesn't even know how this thing works. My mom decided to take an act of faith and raise her hand. The auctioneer said, "Very well, we're going to start the bidding process at $30,000. Can I get a $30,000? The representative from the bank is standing here, says $30,000. My mom, still in the game, no money, $35,000. It gets over here to the bankers. That banker says $36,000. This goes on and on. Now they're in the 40s. Now they're in the 50s. Now they're in the 60s. Now they're in the 70s. It gets over here to the bankers. That banker says $76,000. Now, my mom's like, "I might as well have some fun. I don't have any money anyway. We must be playing with some Monopoly money. And so my mom, attitude and all, my mom goes, $76,500. The representative from the bank is standing here with a clip pad. She picks up the clip pad and she says nothing. The auctioneer's got to keep the process going. He goes, $76,500 going once, no answer. He goes, $76,500 going twice, no answer. He goes, $76,500 sold to who? My mom, the woman who had no intentions on bidding on the property. And so my mom is excited. She won the bid. And then she's like, wait a second, I actually have to have the money. And so they told her, you got 30 days to come up with the money. And so my mom would go home. She pull out a notepad and she start writing down the names of all of her friends and all of her family members, one by one. And she would call them up and tell them the story. Some would lend her $1,000, some would lend her $2,000, some would lend her $3,000, some lend her $4,000, some lend her $5,000. And she's 3 days away and she's still $30,000 short. My mom's thinking, maybe this isn't meant to be. And then her telephone rings. And it's her friend Yvonne's. And when her friend calls her up, my mom says, Yvonne's, no, it's too late. I have 3 days. I still need $30,000. Yvonne said, no, Marie, listen. I know you've been calling us. But me and my husband, we've been saving up money to buy a house. We heard you call us. We heard the voicemails. Right now, we've saved up $30,000. We prayed about it. We talked about it. And we want to lend you the $30,000. So my mom would go and get the money from Evos and all of her friends and all of her family members. And she would drive over to the bank and get a cashier's check. She would get back in the car, drive up to Palm Beach, look at that big, thick cashier's window with the little hole at the bottom. My mom would proudly take that cashier's check and slide it through the little hole. And that day, my mom went from being the tenant to being the landlord, all because she was willing to show up. And so here's what I say to you. There are going to be times that you're going to be wondering, why should I keep showing up and working my business? Why should I keep picking up the phones and making the phone calls? Why should I keep fighting for my goals and fighting for my dreams? And what I want to remind you is that you got to show up for your life regardless of the circumstances. You got to show up in spite of the naysayers. You got to show up in spite of the conversation going on in your mind. You got to show up for your life. Because if you don't, nobody else will.
If you're new to the Impact Secret Podcast show, welcome to the family. To my existing family, big up. Thank you for always tuning in and joining into this show. On this podcast show, we shift the mindset through personal development and business. I am your humble host, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks out there, that just simply means Ed. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I got some stories to tell. You know Mr. Fisk's slogan, never rest in the middle, always rest in the end. Today's three Impact Secret value points are: value point number one, the noises of life. Value point number two, what you want to be versus who you want to be. Value point number three, follow your own rules. Follow your own rules. Today's show is entitled, Quit Tripping While You're Going Through the Process. Quit Tripping While You're Going Through the Process. Let's jump into today's show, family. You know, family, what was so funny about this title, I had, when I'm, you know, working out or I get inspired by things, I start, like, for instance, with an episode title, I'll put it in my notes section and say, oh, you know, this is something I'll keep, you know, nearby me. And this morning, as I'm preparing, you know, preparing for the show, I was really struggling to find what I wanted to talk about because of the fact that I started getting frustrated about why do people fail and don't achieve their dreams versus people who are successful. Like, what is the difference in the mindset? Like, what is the difference in the action? Is it about execution? So I start going down this whole rabbit hole of that. And I wasn't getting anywhere. Anytime I do a show, family, there has to be a feeling there. There has to be a feeling of something that's going to arrest you guys' attention, meaning that there's something that out of the show you can take. I don't want to be that inspiration or that person that's in the driver's seat while you're in the passenger seat. Cause again, as I told you, we're on this journey together, and I'm always searching for tips, techniques, strategies, and tactics of how people become successful. And success can be defined, as we understand, in so many different ways. And so then I bumped into this video about the noises of life with Jay Shetty. And the reason why that arrested my attention is because of the fact of I've heard a lot of noises through my life. You see, the noises started for me very young, but we'll go back to that another day. But the reason why I love that video so much is there's a part that I didn't want to put in there because it was very visual, so you would have to see it. But it was showing different actors and actresses and just, you know, famous people in general and how they were certain, you know, like I think, for instance, Angela Jolie, she was applying to be to work in a funeral home. The actor, I forgot his name, played Wolverine. He was a PE teacher. And I'm thinking to myself, how do you go from this to that, from this, you know, being a teacher to having a huge success and just really, if that was his dream, living out his dream in a sense. And it started getting to me more, but what I loved was the video was just, it was waking me up because it's been a lot of times where I've had opportunities and I turned them down and people would say, man, you know, I would kill for that opportunity. I would have just, and many times in life, family, we fall prey to pressure. We fall prey to pressure from family members. We fall prey to pressure from friends. We fall prey to pressure to coworkers because it's harder to stand out than it is to stand in. It's harder to take a stance on something that you just know in your gut, but it's hard for that person not to see where you're coming from. A lot of times I've been called stubborn. I've been called, you know, why would you make that decision? Who does that? And I'm thinking to myself, they don't see it now. And you're sitting here when you're going through the struggles and you're going through the trials and tribulations. You're like, man, is this really worth it? Is this really worth the decision of what I chose to do? When I get on here every day and create a show 5 days a week, is it worth it? Is someone getting something out of this? Am I even getting something out of this? And you start asking those questions because the noises in it on the exterior are trying to knock on your door and wipe their feet off at the doormat. And if you open up the door, they will come in. And when they come in, they're not going to stay for a minute. They're going to sit down, take their shoes off, ask for a beverage, and then ask you, so why do you want to do this? These are the same peoples or people that never do anything more than what's comfortable. These are the same people that want to do what you want to do, but because of their fear, they want to put their false beliefs on you, family. Well, there I was this morning in that struggle. See, again, that struggle, that journey is, this is, I understand this is a journey, and I fell victim to that particular thinking, like, why am I doing this? And every time I start asking that question, I said, I know what's coming next. Something is about to happen. And it does every single time. And what happened next was, then that's when I ran into the Andy video, where he was talking about his mother. See, what I loved again was, again, that stubbornness that sometimes people don't understand. It is a gift and a curse, because sometimes you can be 100% right and sometimes you can be 100% wrong. But that stubbornness, see, his mother had that stubbornness to say, well, you're telling me there's nothing I can do. You're telling me that it's not even worth my time. You're telling me that because of who I am, I won't be able to do it. But see, then again, she said, well, what do I got to lose? Won't I go? And see, that attitude for me, family, is really my go-to. See, that attitude for me is really my I'll say my motivation, because I always go into the situation, I'm like, well, what I have to lose? Because when you go through something in life, you start really saying, asking yourself that type of question. And when you get to that point of questioning of, hey, what do I have to lose? Okay, well, I've lost this. You've never lost a job before? Okay, yeah. All right, well, we have to go for another one. Okay, now you don't want to do that. You want to do this now. You want to be a speaker. But see, what they don't realize, they being the people that are critiquing whatever they want to critique, is that I've been doing this for years, but it just haven't been public knowledge. See, privately, as I told you, family, before, that I've been recording videos, well, audios in my phone. And again, it was just for inspiration. It was just for things that were just on my mind that I had to say, that if I was talking to a younger me, or if I was talking to someone that was looking to go after what they wanted to go after in life, this is what I would tell them. I would tell them to go and experiment. I would tell them, don't stop. Even when you complete that particular goal that you wanted to achieve, now it's time to move into the same, to another goal, and with the same process that you did before. See, that's why I took that what Jay had said when he said, what you want to be versus who you want to be. And I was battling with that. It was like, well, what you want to be, so versus who. And see, when you identify the who, like when you say, this is who I am, this is what I plan on doing because of who I am. And when you identify that who, you really start building up that confidence that you don't even really see. See, that's just like this whole process. That's why I said, quit tripping while you're going through the process. A lot of times when I was doing research, I understood that people quit, or people gave up, or they stopped producing the information that they were producing, or stopped doing what they were doing, because it wasn't because they were tired. It was the fact of the process and the grind is not fun. When every day, when you really want to get better and you are working on getting better, that requires you to go through something that you don't want to go through because it seems tedious. It seems redundant. It seems like, what is this going to do? But see, you're not seeing slightly step by step the improvement that you're making, or the improvements that you're making. Family, I can't tell you nothing that I haven't lived or haven't done. And that's why I'm walking you through how I was thinking. This morning, I was thinking about it because I was like, I know what I'm doing has value. I know that what I'm doing, I'm going to really create something bigger than whatever I could have dreamed and envisioned. But I have to keep going. See, a lot of times in life, family, we're at that point where we have to ask ourselves, is it worth going. Now, when you identify worth, sometimes we get caught up in the monetary piece of things, of the basically the financial things. Is it going to make sense financially? And when we think that it's not going to make sense financially, then we say, oh, we're done with that. But that thing right there may have been the thing that was going to get you to the thing of being that get you to that financial aspect of what you were looking to achieve. I'm looking right now at my YouTube goals, and I keep them there because it makes me realize that I am not happy that I didn't take the necessary steps that I needed to take in order to achieve those goals. But something happened again when you are, you know, as I've told you before, and as you heard the whole cliche is, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So I happened to listen to a video that was talking about, hey, someone, you know, YouTube used to, really honor people that, YouTubers who would put out, 3 to 5 videos a day. And now it's more like 1 to 2. And I was getting ready to put out, 3 to 5 videos a day, basically. But it was going to require a discipline that I didn't know if I was ready to sit down and do, plus do the show, because that's a lot of time to do all the editing. And so I found I talked myself out of it. Like I told you before, family, a lot of times we can talk ourselves out of it. But I realized when I was sitting down today, going through the changes of looking for content today, I said, well, why don't I just go back to that dream of getting back on YouTube and making sure that I put out of, won't I just start with a video a day? Why am I complicating it? And that's another thing that we do, you do, I do. We complicate what we were doing and what made us fall in love with what we're doing. I fell in love with podcasting because of the fact of I got to get on a mic, which if you can't tell, I love to talk. But I wanted to be able to take the information that I talked to friends and family about and just put it publicly out to my extended family. And by doing so, what I'm hoping is to create a tribe of family members, of extended family members, where we're working collectively together. I don't want to sit on the top as I'm your guru with my, and I was just about to go somewhere with that, but I caught myself. So what I'm saying, family, a lot of times in life, we're nervous about following our own rules. I borrowed that from I subscribed to the Entrepreneurship Magazine, and they had an article, which I'm looking at right now, with Michelle Pfeiffer. And I haven't read it yet, but I plan on reading it. I don't even know what year it is. So what I have a tendency to do is that I'll have these magazines and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna read it. And so what I'll do is the articles I want to read, I'll put a sticky note in there with the intentions to know that I need to read it. So I'm gonna read that, but it talked about following your own rules. And a lot of times when you want to be a student of your craft, and sometimes you'll get caught up in respecting someone so much that everything that they say is golden, or everything that they say work, that you think, because of the success that they had, that you think that will fit for you. And I've been guilty of that, of saying, okay, yeah, I'm going to do everything that this person says. And then I'm like, wait a minute. If I do that, then all I am is a copy of them, instead of taking the information, leveraging it in a way where I can customize it and create the same path that this person created for themselves. And at first, when I started doing this, people kind of looked at me, funny, in a sense of saying, well, why are you not doing it this way? You're making it harder on yourself. And I'm like, who said that? How do you know I'm making it harder on myself? Are you doing it this way? I'm creating. I don't want to be just like him or just like her. I want to create my own path. I want to blaze the trail of my own path. And by doing so, I got to create my own rules. I have to shift the energy. I have to shift the energy and the industry that I am in, which is personal development and business. And you do that by leveraging what was, you know, what was working then or even maybe working now, but finding a way to that it fits you as a person. And that goes back to the noises of life. When you allow the noises of life of people telling you, well, you need, I remember Jay-Z saying in a line, he was like, you know, telling me I need to record this way or record that way. And you just start looking, when you start taking the time to look back and or even look forward to some of the consultation that you received. And if somebody is not doing what they're giving you consultation on, it's voided. And we had a show about that talked about that. But it's even more apparent when you are going through this process, because it's not fun. It's not easy, but it's not hard. You know, when I was listening to this Navy SEALs gentleman, I forgot his name, so forgive me, but he was talking about how he quit his corporate job in finance to go be a Navy SEALs. Now, anybody, and he said the reason why that even pushed him to go even more, because he called his brother, or I think his brother called him, one of the two, and he said, hey, this is what I'm thinking about doing. What are your thoughts? And his brother told him every reason why he can't do what he wanted to go do. And that's what happens a lot, family. That's why sometimes I really think you need to focus on not telling everybody what you're doing with your dreams. And that's why I want to create this tribe, and so you can talk to like-minded people that won't tell you what you can't do, but they'll tell you what you can do and help you get the resources as far as directing you through some of the things that they went through to get to where they're at, and vice versa. Because a lot of times people will, they're so quick. Just think about it. How many times have you told somebody what you were going to do and they've told you more reasons of why you're not capable of doing it versus the reason why it will work for you? If more people did that, of saying, if I called you and I said, hey, what's going on? And you're like, oh, well, you know what? I'm getting ready to, I want to run a marathon. I want to run five, you know, I don't know how many miles is a marathon, but hey, I want to run a marathon. Great. So when are you going to get started training? Oh, well, you know what? That's a good point. I'm going to start off by walking first, and then I'm just going to, you know, go step by step. Versus if I said, you're out of shape. The furthest you ever walked was to the mailbox and back, or in the grocery store. You're not going to. Just think how you're already crushing that person. Just think of where. How can somebody really take that and grow? Now, me, I'm a little different. I told you I follow that Last Dance mentality of Jordan. When you say that to me, things start clicking. I don't know why. I just get, I use that as fuel, but I understand that that's not really a great, healthy way to do it, because what happens if that criticism is not there? What happens if somebody that thinks they're giving you, has good intention, that advice and or consultation is not there? So you have to create that. You have to create that meaning of, you know what, I'm going to follow my own rules, or you know what, I'm not listening to any noise. You know what, I'm going to work on who I am, because if I work on who I am, I'm going to be able to provide a better product, a better service, because I know what I'm here to do, and I know that I'm going to be able to deliver it on a bigger scale because of the fact of who I am. When you learn who you are, you won't allow anybody to tell you any different, because they may claim they know you, but they don't know you because of the fact of you've taken the time to work on you. We study everybody else but ourselves. So family, when you're going through this process of whatever that thing is you're trying to achieve, please, and I'm begging of you, quit tripping, because the more you must be doing something right. I had to tell myself that today. I mean, we're almost close to 150 episodes. Almost 150 episodes, family. I don't know how many we're away, like 5 or 10. I haven't checked. I don't even really. But the reason why I was looking at that, because I was in belief that, I mean, excuse me, I was excited that to the fact that I was able to do this every day, 5 days a week, and put out content regardless of how I feel, because I care about your growth. I care about what you can learn. I care about what this can do to check the information can do to change your life, because there's a lot of information out there. And the point of it all is finding ways to align with someone or something that takes you to the next level. So family, I'll close with these remarks. In life, you're going to hear a lot of noise. You're going to have people tell you, you should be doing it this way and you shouldn't be doing that way. But every day you're going to have to make a decision. How do you want to do it? How are you going to follow your own rules? How are you going to create a legacy or a dynasty? When you start looking to yourself, you'll be able to filter out the information that's coming in that is not a fit for the direction you're trying to go. I've been your humble host, ED. This has been another Impact Secret Podcast show. And we out. Peace.